We are learning Masechtas Ksubis Daf Pehema Beis, and we are starting on top of the Amud, top line. Ahu Gavra the Afkid Shev Marganisa the Tzairi Besadina Bei Rav Mayasha. There was a certain person who gave up a kadon to watch for safekeeping 7 pearls in wrapped in the handkerchief. He gave it to Rav Mayasha, Barbrei Rav Shmuel Levi, the son of Rav Shmuel Levi. Shachiv Rav Mayasha Veloi Pocket. Rav Mayasha died suddenly, and he didn't tell anyone what's pshat in this 7 pearls that he has in the house. So the Yarshim thought, oh, my father was a rich person, it must be theirs, it must be my father's, and he left a nice Yerusha. Also Kamei Rav Ami, they came in front of Rav Ami, Amalei Chada Diyadana Bey, so they came from Ami and said, what's the halacha? Amalei Chada Diyadana Bey Bam Reyosha, Bab Rey Rav Yishuv Alevi, Le Amid. First of all, we know it can't be Rav Meyasha's wife. We know he's Nishkin Gevir. He's not such a rich person. He couldn't have it himself. Va'oid hakayav simana. Also, the person who was collecting it, or belonged to him, see what happened was there, it was a pekadon. He died suddenly. And the Yarshim says it's theirs. Now this guy comes and says, it's mine. And he gives a siman. He says, there were 7 pearls in a handkerchief. So what's the halacha? So Rav Ami says, first of all, he's not a rich guy. And second of all, they're giving a siman. Now Taisa speaks out that if he would have been a rich guy, then we could have said maybe he bought it from him. But this is not a rich guy, no way he bought it from him. And therefore, and he's giving a siman, which the Gemara holds a siman muvik, Taisa asks in the Ramaskal Kiyov that the Gemara Yavamas Muir, it's not such a big siman, agaponim, but he's giving a siman, therefore we give it to him. And the Gemara says, but this siman only works, only if this fellow didn't hang out in Rabbi Meyasha's house. I will ruggle the eye of an awful if he was the type of person who hung out in Rav Meyasha's house. Maybe someone else gave it to him. He's not rich, so we know it's up a kadam, but maybe someone else gave it to him. He saw it and has a siman. So this fellow is saying it's his. Maybe it's not his. Maybe he poked around and saw this and knows the siman. Therefore, we won't give it to him if he hangs down this house a lot. So what the halacha is basically is that the person who has sin, if he's not a rich person and the other guy gives a siman, then the halacha is he has to give it up. And the Nemara's going to have 3 stories, exactly very similar stories. Another story, Ugarva, the Afka Kosta the Kasva Bechasa. There was a certain person who gave a beautiful silver becher as a pekadon by Bechasa. And Bechasa, we know, Shachim Chasa. Chasa, Bechasa in the house of Chasa. Chasa died, like knowing Gemara Yavamis, he drowned in a ocean. And the halacha there is, his wife could remarry because it's Mayim Sha'ilam Saif. But like upon him, he died. Obviously, he died suddenly. He didn't make a will. And no one knows what's pshat in this case. Also, Kamei Rav Nachman, he came in front of Rav Nachman. So the Yerushim came from Rav Nachman. This guy's claiming it's his. And the Yerushim saying, no, it's my father's. So Rav Nachman saying, no, Chasa does not have money. It's not his. This person is giving siman. So therefore we give it to him. It's only good if the guy who's claiming that's his, the becher's his, that's only if he doesn't hang out in the house. If he hung around the Chasa's house, maybe it's someone else is a kais, and this guy saw it and knows the siman. Case number 3. Ahi the afkid metaksa be rav dimi. Someone was mafkid a beautiful silk coat by be rav dimi. Achud the chud rav safra, the brother of safra. Shach rav dimi, dear darling pocket, and didn't tell anyone anything about this coat, about this silk coat. Also, came the Rabbi Abba, Amalhu, Chadah, the Dana Baby, Rabbi Dim, Loyamut. So he said it belongs to that guy, he's giving some on him, it belongs to him. First of all, we know that Rav Dim wasn't rich, so he never bought it. It's only if this guy who's asking for the coat doesn't hang out there. Maybe someone else gave it to him, and this guy saw it. I come up with 3 cases, the same exact halachas. The Rif speaks out to teach us that this halacha is 100% halacha lamaisa, and we give. Therefore, we said it over 3 different times, 3 different amarayim paskin like that teach us that this is halacha lamaisa. So, tomorrow, halacha lamaisa. Who double a nichsei l'toivya? This person said that b'shasi who died. He said, "I want to give my nechasim to toivya." So he had no idea what Tavya was. Shachar, he died. Also Tavya. A guy Tavya came and said, you know, there was a chasma for me. On Rav Yechon, Harei bought Tavya. This guy's Tavya. He said Tavya, we give it to him. Harei bought Tavya. Let's say Omar Tavya. Let's say he said Tavya, but also Rav Tavya. And the Rav of the city, his name was Rav Tavya, he walks in. We don't give it to him. Why? But the Inish the Gispe, if it's possible that this guy who died was good friends with the Rav back in the day that we yeshiva together, then he was comfortable with him. He was chummy. So he would call him Tavya, Hagispe. Then he would call him Tavya, then you give it to him. What about Asa Shnei Tavya? Two Tavyas pulled up. One guy was a Shachin, one guy was a neighbor, and one guy was a Talmud Chacham. Who did he give it to? Talmud Chacham. Rashi explains why. He says a person, when he's about to die, he wants Schusim. And there's no bigger Schus than giving presents to the Midrash Chacham. That's what Rashi says, and that's why you give it to the Talmud Chacham. What about if you have Karev and Talmud Chacham, a relative in Talmud Chacham, also Talmud Chacham Karev? But a Bayer Lahu, what about a Shachar and a Karev? What about a neighbor and a Karev? We'll soon explain what a neighbor is. A neighbor or a Karev, what's a lacha? Tashma, it's a pasuk in Mishle. Toiv Shach and Karev Ma'ak Rachak. It's better a close neighbor than a far brother. So you see that you give it to the Shachin first. Now, what is a Shachin? Zok the Rosh, a Shachin is like this. I'm reading you Rosh Lashon. What's a Shachin? V'hodem rin a Shachin kaidem, that they say a Shachin goes first, before a Karev, lo yibel me v'shchein ha'adaras, doesn't mean your next door neighbor. The kamaya anoshim darim zeh zeh, the kama anoshim darim zeh etzel zeh, ain't them shaykhis, yachad. A lot of people are next to neighbors, and they're no shaykhis. You know, they fight about the fence, this, that. Ella, Shachin hainu, shuchav beiroi v'rogel as a tam masa matan. Shachin means your friend who you deal with all day. It's a guy you deal with all day. A good friend of yours. That's what Shachin means. Azema pasik toiv Shachin kariv ma'ach rochik. It's better Shachin kariv ma'ach rochik. That's the case. The Gemara says, "Vayta." What about shneim kariv? They're both equal. Both kariv or shneim shchenim. Both toivus are shchenim or both toivus are tuvin lechamim. Shneim cham. What do you do then? The Gemara says, "Shuda the daini." What does shuda daini mean? Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi Shuda Daini means Hatolas Hadayonim Fimash Yiru Diyonim Shay Darku Shameis. The Diyonim like shots off. They evaluate who would he give it to. They look at the case, look at everything. Who would they give it to? They evaluate it. Medin. That's what Rashi learns. Tosfos says no. It's not Shuda Daini means. Shuda Daini means whatever he wants to do. Whatever he wants. Frank Tosfos. At the end of Tosfos Shuda Daini, Imkain Yitna Daini Lemishit Like the Yosef Schar. He'll give it to the guy. Who gives him more money. And the Tosfos says something called Dain Kabal Agra Lav Dainu. Everyone kicks up money. Hey, a Dain is an honest guy. So he'll give it to whoever he wants. And that's the Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, what Shuda Dain means. The Machlokes will love a Shas. Shuda Dain, according to Rashi, means they do it with evaluation. And according to Tosfos, whatever they want. Zog to Moravaita. Omle Rava Lebrei Derav Chia Ba Oven. Ta Eme Lecha Milsav Ayusa Dava Oma Avuch. Rava told the son of Rav Chia Ba Oven, I'm going to tell you something that Rav Chia Oven used to say over. What do you say over? Hodam a Shmuel has halacha. Hamoicha shtar choiv lechavera. Shmuel's halacha is that if someone sells a shtar choiv to his friend, v'chaz loy machal, machal loy machal. The halacha is that, let's say I have a shtar that says, Reuven owes me $100,000. That's a big shtar. He sells it to his friend. He probably doesn't sell it for $100,000, probably sells it for $95,000. And then, so Reuven owes me money $100,000, and I sell the shtar. Then I go ahead, after I sell it, I'm moichel l'choiv. I go ahead, I'm moichel l'choiv. What's the halacha? Is it moichel or not? Really, it belongs to the guy I bought it now. I'm going, I'm doing a good shtick. I'm being moichel l'choiv. The halacha is, it's moichel. And not only that, I feel yairish moichel. Even if the guy who sold it has a yairish, he's also moichel. So that's the halacha of Shmuel. Now what's pshat you could do that? You sold the star, that guy became the owner of the star. How did you moichel it? So there's a few pshatim in Shemayim. We'll say two pshatim. Tosfos learns this because the whole mechira star is really not a real mechira. It's only the rabbanon. So therefore, they said you can be meichel. That's one pshat. Tosfos pshat. The Rebbein Tam pshat brought in the Rishonim is that every chayv is two things: shibud daguf and shibud nechasim. Something that I own it, and also my nechasim am a shibud. So when I sell the star, I'm selling the shibud nechasim. I'm selling that, you know, we have a lien. I'm selling the lien basically, but the shibud daguf is still on me. Even after I sell the star, I only sold the lien. I didn't sell the atzim shibud haguf to pay. My responsibility to pay that my responsibility rather to collect my shibud haguf. Your responsibility to pay me that I can't sell. I can sell the lien I have on you. I can sell that, but the responsibility that you have to pay me, I can't sell that. So therefore, that I could be meichel. So halacha is even if I sell the note, I can still be meichel according to halacha of Gemara. If you sell a note to someone, you can still be meichel it because the shivra guf was to you, not to that guy. You can't sell a shivra guf. You only can sell shivra nechasim. So that's Shmuel's halacha. So Rava said, the Rechiv Avin said over, that Moed Shmuel, b'mechneses shtar chayv l'bayla, v'chazur maklasa, she'ina malcha, b'ez yada ki yada. That let's say she gives a shtar chayv, she brings in a shtar chayv into the marriage, and to her husband. Now she wants to be meichelet, she can't be meichelet. Because once she's married, her husband's better than a regular keach. Her husband is yadoi ki yada. He becomes like a shutif. And once he becomes a shutif, then she cannot be meichel the shtar. That's the halacha, and therefore he's meichel in such a case where she brings it to him, then there she can't be meichel the shtar. So let's see one more Gemara over here. And then tomorrow we're going to learn about if meichel shtar choyv, is he responsible? For example, the case we just gave is, he sold to Reuven for $100,000, he sold for $95,000, he sold the shtar of $100,000. Then he goes out and meichel the thing. He caused the guy a $95,000 loss. Does he have to pay for that? Does he have to pay for that? So tomorrow, I'll keep you in suspense. Tomorrow, I'll learn about that. But let's first see this mice over here. Krevase the Rav Nachman, zvinte l'ksuvas of Tevah Sana. The karav of Rav Nachman, it was a woman, zvinte l'ksuvasa, she sold her ksuba of Tevah Sana. She sold her ksuba for pennies on a dollar, not because, mice, you sell a ksuba, he left Dafka and collected, you know, she might die first, she may never get, whatever the case is. But mice, this time, it was a good buy. A garsha, she got divorced. And now, the husband owes her money, but for Shchiven, she died. Now, Osuka Tavala Labarta. Because what happened was, Virashi is that the father's still alive, so the father was about to pay the daughter, they were divorced already. The father was about to pay the daughter of her, the Ksuba. They were the Yarshim of her, the Ksuba. And he comes running, he says, I own the Ksuba. It's mine, I own the Ksuba. So now, the Karev was, the daughter was the Karev. The Karev was the daughter. So the daughter came running to Rav Nachman and said, look, my mother's suba, they say they bought it. What should we do? Oh, I'm a little Rav Nachman, leka lisla etza. No one gave her etza. Hazel v'tich l'ksubasa. Let her go buy meichel l'ksuba. Even though she's the Yairish, but the Yairish can meichel l'chayiv. The Yairish is the one who owns the chayiv. Her mother sold it. But so what? She can meichel l'ksuba and gevaldik. Hazel v'tich l'ksubasa, the ima l'gabi avua. Let her be meichel l'ksuba. And then one day, she'll be Yairish her father. There's no other boys here. She'll be Yairish her father. And then she'll get back the same ksuba. This way, no one will get that ksuba. She'll get it. Shama, she heard about it. She went and with Michael. Now, we just spoke about before, maybe she's responsible to pay for it. So we'll have to talk about that tomorrow. Taisa has the kasha. Shama, Ozla Achilta, she went ahead and she, Taka was Michael. So that was the end of the story. Now, Rav Nachman felt bad. Or Rav Nachman, I've seen what's been a ka'archi adionim. There's a halacha in Masechta's Avos that you shouldn't make it a ka'archi adionim. Don't help out people. You know, don't get involved in all the Dinei Torah. Here, he went ahead and got involved in some of the Dinei Torah. So he felt bad about doing that. So Frank Demar, Mekar Ma'isava, he never knew that before. Rav Nachman was a huge Talmud Chacham. Mekar Ma'isava, Sava Ma'isava. At the beginning, what do you think? At the end, what do you think? So when Mekar Ma'isava, at the beginning, he thought, M'sarka Allah Tzalim. Don't, you know, you have to take care of your family. But B'Soiv Sava, you're right, take care of your family. Adam Chosho Shiny. People are going to think that you're allowed to do this to anyone, not only to Kraven. You're allowed to do this to anyone, you're not to be Archidonim. To your Kraven, you could be, it sounds like, to be Archidonim. You can't do this to everyone. And therefore, since Adam Chosho, people are not going to chap, they're going to think you're allowed to be Archidonim. Therefore, it was a mistake that he got involved and gave her the taina that she didn't think of herself. They gave her something to do, which was not Mamish Kedin, and therefore, he felt bad doing it. When it's Mamish Kedin, it could be Archidonim. It's not something that's obvious. But here, it's something that's a shtick, really. It's a legal loophole. But the mice is a shtick or a shtick. And therefore, it should not have been done, and therefore he felt bad about telling her to be meichel the chayv.